The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Guardian cards in A Light in the Fog, the fourth Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy Cycle. There are spoilers throughout, if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for the tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello, Nate. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Cameron. It's nice to see you on a lovely afternoon here. I don't know how it is in Red Deer, Canada, but my goodness, it is nice out here today.
That's it's not too bad. We had an early spring this year, it would seem. So I am glad that it is at least reasonably nice. A nice day to talk about some cards, and we are talking about the Guardian cards in Light of the Fog, the fourth Mythos pack, I believe, in the Innsmouth Conspiracy Cycle. The first Guardian card in the pack is Holy Rosary Level 2. It is a two-cost asset that costs two experience points. It has a willpower and agility skill icon, the item, charm, and bless traits. You get plus one willpower, and as a response, after you succeed at a willpower skill test on a treachery, exhaust Holy Rosary, add two bless tokens to the chaos bag. It has two sanity, and it takes up an accessory slot. I believe this is the first card that we have seen in the game that has swapped classes. Holy Rosary level 1 being a mystic card, of course, that was produced in the core set, and now we get level 2 as a guardian card. What do you think about this one, Nate?
Well, while I don't find this particular card super interesting, I find the idea of swapping class cards really interesting. But for this card, it's okay. If you want Bless Tokens, this is a pretty good way to get them. And Guardian does have decent ways of both boosting their willpower and getting a decent amount of skill icons on willpower tests with cards like Steadfast and Take the Initiative. Mm-hmm. So I could see this being okay.
Yeah, I was initially kind of, I looked at this card and I was kind of like, well, it's Holy Rosary. I mean, the willpower and bonus and the sanity bonus are basically the same as the level 0 version. So you're not getting anything there. I guess the blessed trait is interesting, so Father Mateo can take it. But I mean, he could take the basic Holy Rosary anyway. But you're really playing this for the blessed tokens, and I mean, willpower treacheries are common enough in the game that it's easy enough to you'll probably run into at least one or two tests a game. As long as you can pass those, you can bump, you can dump a couple of tokens in the bag, and it seems like a lot more, I guess, an easier way to add blessed tokens than some of the other, formats that we, or cards that we've seen this cycle. I'm thinking of Hand of Fate from the Innsmouth Conspiracy Deluxe box, which forces you to like cancel attacks from enemies, or Righteous Hunt from Into Deep, which forces you to engage enemies. And of course, whenever you add those conditional elements to cards, you never know what you're going to get. At least here, you know, okay, I'm going to get two blessed tokens whenever I pass a treachery, and those are common enough that it's not too difficult to trigger this compared to some of the others. I guess it's also a nice option for some of the other investigators in the game who couldn't take this before. I mean, you've got Joe Diamond, Skids, and Yorick being the three that immediately came to mind who never had access to Holy Rosary. But I also find it kind of interesting that, like, unless you're playing the Bless deck and you really want those Bless tokens, you can also just buy Versatile and buy the level 0 version of Holy Rosary, and you basically you've paid two experience points for that plus another four other cards, I guess, that you can add to your deck. So I mean, having played the curse deck a little bit, lately. I guess having more abilities to add tokens is better than not enough. So I would initially I wasn't too excited about this card, but I could see playing it. I mean, if you do want the extra blast tokens, this is probably one of the better ways of getting them.
It's also recurable too. Like once you play it, it gives you an immediate benefit, and then it continues to give a benefit, which is nice, compared to something like Book of Psalms, where you have to continue to invest actions in order to get those additional blessed tokens.
Yeah. Or
This is
one time
okay.
events like Hand of Fate and Righteous Hunt, where it's like one and done and
I think this is okay. It competes with Police Badge in a lot of decks. Because they both boost your willpower, but Police Badge obviously is arguably more generally useful because it provides actions versus blessed tokens. But
Yeah,
I think in the right builds, this is pretty good.
a lot of Guardians also play Hallowed Mirror these days, which I believe takes up that slot as well. So the competition is pretty tight. I've never been really tempted to play a deck with Relic Hunter in it to play extra accessory slots, but as the game has gone on, we've got more and more accessories that are actually worth playing. So
Well, speaking of Relic Hunter, you could double these up too, and you could get four blessed tokens every time you pass a willpower skill test, which would be neat.
That is that's a good point. That would
Plus
actually be
two
pretty.
willpower, it's you're going to pass those tests more often too, so it's a positive feedback loop. So it's interesting.
So that would cost you what, 2, 4, or 6 experience points for that sort of
Which is
trick?
reasonable, I think.
Yeah. So where would you rate this one?
You know, honestly, this is kind of tough. I don't think it's it's not something like in the last packs where we've seen lots of duds. I think this is a pretty strong card. I th think this just suffers from having lots of other also good cards in the same slot. So I think I'd give it a 0. I think that's a pretty fair.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I was initially, I think if you had asked me to rate this card like immediately first impressions, I might have rated it lower because it's not very flashy. It's I think if they had maybe bumped it up a little bit with giving it a little bit more zing, I guess, I might have been my first impressions might have been better, but after I sat down and think about it, I think it's probably a 0. I think there are certain decks that will pick up this card and they'll be quite happy with it and they'll use it, and then other car and then decks that aren't necessarily interested in the blast tokens will just probably they I mean there are so many good options that unless you're really hurting for willpower, I don't see myself playing this all that often. But I mean, as cards go, it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, especially in Guardian because that extra sanity soak is nice too. So, I could honestly see Guardians taking Relic Hunter, and if they needed extra sanity soak, this is a good place to get it. So, who knows?
And I mean, the Relic Hunter double Holy Rosary would be an interesting deck to experiment with in if you really wanted to jam the bag full of blessed tokens. The second card in the pack is Shield of Faith. It is a 2-cost asset that costs 2 experience points. It has 2 willpower skill icons, the spell and bless trait. Seal up to 5 bless tokens. If Shield of Faith has no tokens sealed on it, discard it. As a response, when an enemy attacks an investigator at your location, exhaust Shield of Faith and release a chaos token sealed here. Cancel that attack. Shield of Faith takes up an arcane slot. So here we have a basically dodge as an asset that you can cancel up to 5 attacks by elite or non-elite enemies. Basically, once a turn, since you do have to exhaust the shield. Spell trait, of course, is one of those traits that synergizes with a whole bunch of cards. Most of them mystic cards. So if you're interested in playing this in Marie, There's lots of options there, including Arcane Initiate, Robes of Endless Night, Uncage the Soul. The other point is that when you do, you seal the tokens, but when you release the token, it goes back into the bag, so it's not discarded. You can, it's there for another use. And the two willpower skill icons are always nice.
Yeah, this card's a slam dunk, in my opinion. I've been really liking Obfuscation, the level 0 rogue card that came out in the Innsmouth Conspiracy. I've been playing a lot of Trish recently, so being able to cancel attacks and get free investigates and evades is super nice. I think this card is pretty good, honestly. If you have a decent Bless engine, this is a lot of value. Being able to take free attacks of opportunity to get clues that you crucially need, and being able to complete objectives in time is really critical in this game. And cards like this, I feel, are much better suited than a card like Dodge to facilitate that kind of strategy.
Yeah, I've been playing around with a, I've started trying to build a, I want to build a Guardian deck that sort of leverages their, tries to leverage their massive health totals and take attacks and cancel attacks and stuff like that. And I think this card could be part of that, part of the solution I'm looking for. I guess the card is really, really good. My only sort of caveat with it is that the decks I have been playing recently sort of shadow this, because I've been playing Rita a lot, and Rita doesn't take many attacks, so canceling them isn't all that useful. And I haven't really been playing a lot of decks lately where I'm getting attacked a lot or necessarily need to be canceling attacks, and taking one or two attacks per game is usually, that's not what's going to kill you. It's usually sort of a combination of the attacks coupled with a lot of ping from the encounter deck throwing a lot of damage and horror at you that you simply cannot soak enough of it. So I guess that would be my only thing with this, is like, really, how many attacks do you need to cancel? And so maybe this opens up that sort of deck style where, like you said, you're taking more attacks of opportunity in order to investigate and it would be investigate or do mm-hmm. Actions that are on locations and stuff like that. So you can do all that stuff without having to worry about attacks. And then perhaps I think the deck I'm trying to build is based around like maybe level 2 Survival Knife, where you're canceling the attacks during the investigation phase and then retaliating when you get attacked during the enemy phase. So mm-hmm. I think this card, I'm going to be definitely experimenting with this one to see if it can, whether it has a home in that sort of deck style that I'm looking to build. Because I think that's some territory that hasn't really been explored all that much in Guardian, largely because they're just so enemy arrives, enemy dies sort of approach. There's really no like, well, maybe we could keep the enemy around for an action or two. It's usually just mm-hmm. like enemy pops its head up and immediately gets it blown off by whatever weapon of choice happens to be in that Guardian's arsenal. So I guess I the other thing is just trying to amass the Bless tokens for this. That's not going to be hard for somebody like Mary, but having played the Curse deck, it can actually be sort of difficult to amass a lot of tokens with some of the cards that we have. So probably need to be playing Holy Rosary in addition to whatever else you can get your hands on that throws Bless tokens into the bag. How would you rate this one?
I think this card's pretty good. It's hard to evaluate, though, so I'm kind of lost at what to give it for a rating. My shot from the hip wants to give it a +1, but that might be too generous.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth between +1 and 0, and I think if you can get the Bless tokens, I think this is And you're able to, I guess, leverage the whole cancel the attack aspect of it. Probably easier to do in multiplayer, or maybe just sort of changing the way you play a little bit to be like, okay, I've got this card that can cancel attacks, so I can take more investigate, more like either investigating or moving. I mean, there are certain scenarios where being able to cancel an attack so you can just actually move a little bit closer to the objective of the scenario is comes in extremely handy. So I think I'd probably settle on a plus one for this. I think if you're playing that style of deck, this would be excellent in that. I mean, having if you can stack the five blast tokens, that's a lot of cancellation for a scenario. And I think if you were going against, like I was thinking about something like the Devourer Below, where if you end up right at the end and you're being attacked by Umordoth all the time, like this is one he doesn't get through this, right? Because it stops elite attacks too, so it's powerful.
It stops retaliate. It's also good against swarm too, because each copy of the swarm enemy attacks individually. So this can help really soften a blow in the Dream Eaters campaign as well. I like this card. It also has two skill icons of matching types, which I'm always a huge fan of on cards that are situational like this. And it's reasonably priced in both experience and resources. So.
The price is certainly right. Two resources, I think, is I find that once things creep over two to like three is really the bubble for me. Four is it's got to be really good if for me to play a four cost card, but so I do like the price, and of course the slot is very good for your typical Guardian. I'm not too I haven't played Sister Mary enough to really know whether the I guess it would depend on the type of build whether that arcane slot is going to be an issue or not. That's going to do it for our look at the Guardian cards in The Light of the Fog? Light of the Fog, man, I forget the name. I've already forgotten the name of the Mythos pack. Holy Rosary and Shield of Faith, a couple more cards that interact with the Bless mechanic from this deluxe or I guess that was introduced in this campaign. Any final thoughts, Nate?
Think this is a pretty solid pack for Guardians overall.
Yeah, it's certainly Guardians have received the lion's share of the Bless cards, and I guess having more the ability to add more Bless tokens is better than not having enough, which I have encountered in playing a curse deck where I'm just like, man, if I had just one more level zero card that added curse tokens, I would be set. But they're a little harder to come by in certain classes, so. That's good. And of course, Shield of Faith, man, if you need to cancel attacks, this is better than having some transient dodges in your deck.